girl, give me love, oh. Now you the catch in my shot, oh. For your sake, I go touch you. We go drive around you for my Porsche. Baby, pana, they say he like you all. I catch you all. Baby, pana, anywhere that you go, I can follow you to go. Baby, pana, they say he like cassava. I get to be cassava. Baby, pana, my love for you, you never die. You never die. Iba, iba, oh baby, iba, iba. Baby, you too sweet, you fajaba. My baby dance to the lagwaja. Make a take you to Fagwalada. Iba, iba, oh baby, iba, iba. Baby, you too sweet, you fajaba. My baby dance to the lagwaja. Make a take you to Fagwalada. Say love is a beautiful thing. Can you dey cool my temper? Love is a wonderful, tender feeling. You dey give me ginger. So baby, dance it, dance it, dance. If it in your eyes, they give me life, oh, oh. Me could give the love the thanks, oh. For the sake, for the sake of love, oh. Hey, baby, leave it up, I leave it up, oh. And I'm a demon, I'm a day, baba. If I say, I could kill you, oh. Hey, show you love that you never see before. For like you give me love, oh. And you are the playboy, oh. Now you the catch in my shot, oh. For your sake, I could go touch you. We go drive around for my Porsche. Baby, pana, they say he like you all. I get you all. Baby, pana, anywhere that you go, I can follow you to go. Baby, pana, they say he like cassava. I get to be cassava. Baby.
Welcome to November Zambia Blog Talk Radio family, and thank you for joining us from whichever part of the world that you are listening from. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and it's November. We are in November. Welcome to Saturday, November the 2nd, 2019. Time is flying. The year is coming to an end. We have to do some retrospecting, some reflection, and just looking back at what we have done, what you have done, what you have accomplished. Did you attain your year, this year's goals and stuff like that, Roger, Noah, and that's how the year goes by and it flies by. So here we are, and we shall be... We are getting towards the end of the year. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Noah,
yeah, how's good morning, good morning, Nathan. We are... I think the year has ended. For all
the year has ended, eh?
As they say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's amazing what time can do and undo.
That's very true. So, we'll be having an interesting discussion here, our friends. We've had Mr. Benson Kasue before here, and they are joining us to discuss the upcoming African Diaspora Conference. Interesting things that, you remember, Roger, a few months ago, Noah, that I did mention, and I've been talking about the fact that the AU has taken a different direction. They have taken a different view of about the way they are approaching things. It's not just politics as usual, which is a very good thing, to engage the African diaspora community. And this is good stuff. And we are excited and glad to know we can be part of that, the new perspective of doing things and doing business at the AU. Well, everybody, good morning once again. Welcome to Zambia Block Talk Radio. I am your host, Nathan Nkama, from the great city and great state of Dallas in Texas. Well, good morning, Brother Benson.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you very much for having us.
You are welcome, and we are so glad to have you back on the show. Let's begin by just doing a little recap on how the work of the in your region is going before we get into the conference as we wait for Clifford and Risper to join us. Last time we spoke, Brother Benson, how has the mobilization been going? And for those who are listening or hearing you for the first time, you can also just highlight to us what states incorporate Region 6 of the African Union region.
So the mobilization is going very well. We are working extremely hard to get everybody engaged with what we are doing. We have a chapter in Houston. We have a chapter in San Antonio. We have a chapter in Austin. And, of course, we have a chapter in Dallas. As far as Texas is concerned, there are organizations that are set up from Kentucky all the way to Oklahoma. So we are in Louisiana. So we have members all over there. And we are hoping that we can continue to. Texas is more organized because, of course, I'm here and I lead the team. So I've got to lead by example. So that's one of my priorities. But that is going very, very well.
Excellent, excellent. We are excited to hear about that and how everything is going. Let's get to the conference, Brother Benson. African Diaspora Conference and Gala will be taking place next weekend here in Dallas. And I was telling a friend that I'm thinking about how many trips Ambassador Kwawa has made to Dallas and how many dignitaries have been coming to Dallas to say there's something about this city. Talk to us about this upcoming conference and what it is about, what does it entail. Just sort of give an outline of what this conference is going to be about.
Very good. So the conference is, number one, it starts on Friday afternoon at about 3 o'clock with a panel of women, women panel, women agenda. And then on Saturday morning, we're going to go through various discussions, various panel discussions, and maybe the keynote speaker, of course, will be given the evening by Our Excellency the Ambassador herself. So the purpose of this conference is to address the three main pillars of the African Union agenda, which we are part of it, the diaspora. One is the effect of we recently signed around June timeframe, in Nigeria, the continent signed an African Free Trade Area Agreement.
Yes.
That will be detailed how it benefits us and how it affects us as a diaspora. But what it does is eases the means of doing business amongst Africans. If you go, for instance, to Zambia, you guys, what's your cash crop? What's your main cash crop in Zambia? Do you export any cash crop?
Maize.
Okay.
Maize.
So you could go to, so you'd be surprised to know that you probably sell maize to other countries. Like you might sell to neighboring Zimbabwe. But when you go to Zimbabwe, you're going to find that the cost of that maize can be bought cheaper in America if it's coming from Zambia than it is, than you can buy it in Zimbabwe. Why? Because there are tariffs that the continent has imposed on each other to restrict trading. And so they lifted that up. That's been cleaned up where we can just buy stuff very cheap in your neighboring countries. And that means that we rely very little on the international market because Africa has a huge population of people and if we trade with each other, we have enough to market to just do very, very well. That's why they're creating about a $3 trillion economy within ourselves, and we were able to do that. We're very good. Long time ago, when Africa was not colonized, we used to just trade with each other, and we did very well. And that's why those kingdoms were formed. We did very well. But since we were colonized, we were dismantled, and our ability to trade with each other was weakened. And now we don't even want to trade with each other because we think the market is better here. Money is money, and so that will be discussed extensively. The other thing that will be discussed at this conference is the Afrobond. Afrobond is the vehicle that is the money that will be assembled by various, even you guys will buy into it. Everybody in the continent and the Americas. The diaspora, remember, includes the African Americans as well. These are the first diasporas came as slaves, and they are a part of our African agenda diaspora. So we are going to mobilize our resources for the purpose of developing our continent. And then we're talking about a lot of money that we're going to all put together, and we'll buy into this. And in the future will be just brighter for those who buy into it. Every project in Africa, the big ones, will be done by this by means of this Afrobond. This is a private sector doing it. If you get the government to do it, they will eat the money, they will control it, will never get anything accomplished. And that's why we have our money, they'll come begging for us, because we have the capacity to do whatever needs to be done. The third element that will be discussed is the Afrolink. You guys are in different skill sets. You have different skill sets. You have your engineers, you have accountants, you have financial people, you have project managers. You have a lot of people that all the skills we need to develop our continent are there, and they are here. If we take African Americans' crew and ask the people that are educated in the diaspora, we don't need Chinese and Americans to come and develop our continent. We have the engineers to build the roads. We have the architects to design the roads and the houses. Why do we have people that can do solar, IT, everything. We have all those skills. Why do we need other people to come construct a house when we have the skills in the house? So that will be discussed extensively. The compilation of we have a data that has been developed and it's continuing to be developed of skill sets that Africans have and African Americans, very, very competent people, that will be used to access these projects. And we're not saying that foreigners cannot come and participate. They can, but they have to come behind you. You own the project. Mm-hmm. You hire whoever you want, and most likely you're going to hire the Zambians that have the skills.
Yes.
Then the foreigner, if there's something we think we don't have, they can come, they can subcontract. You cannot go to China and find an African owning any project whatsoever. Even here in America, it's even hard to find an African-American owning a big project. They are subbed. A white guy owns it, and they sub you to be a trucker for them. Okay, go bring the dirt, read this road, but you don't own the thing. We'll be able to do that and say, okay, we own it. It's our continent. We'll develop it. And you want something, you've got to stand behind me. I own the contract. I hire who I want.
Yeah.
So that will be discussed extensively. I invite you all to really invite your people to come and be a part of it and see what magnificent effort is being made by the ambassador and those other people that we're working with. The Afro champions, who are the private sector leads in Africa, will have a representative. The guy who actually put Afro champions together, Dr. Adam, will be coming to this conference and will be able to address it. The bank, a Foxing Bank, African Import Export Bank, will be here to also talk about how we're going to facilitate this. These are private sector people. You know, the government, once they know you have money, they're going to give you some more respect. So maybe you're poor, begging them for help. They'll never give you any respect. So that's kind of the idea that we have. Those are the things that will be discussed in the conference.
And what that last statement you just made there, Brother Ben, our senior advisor here, Dr. Patrick, he keeps telling us that you need to bring or take something onto the table for the government to listen to you, not just make noise or criticize. You have outlined quite a comprehensive agenda right there that is going to be discussed next weekend. Excuse me. Now, the issue here, Brother Ben, is that the African free trade area, one presumes from the way you have explained this is that all the African governments are party to this. I don't know whether everybody has signed it right now. Last time with the information we were reading that there were one or two countries which didn't. The things that you have explained and outlined that are going to be tabled at this conference next weekend, to what extent is every African government party and on board with that? You know the issues we in the diaspora are dealing with, our mother countries, our homeland. To what extent are the African governments engaged and committed to that being achieved?
Africa continent are the ones who agreed to the Africa free trade area. The 55 heads of state agreed to that agenda. It was tabled in their meeting in Addis and they all signed up to within 30 minutes. Normally, debating is very long, but this was table and signed within 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
The other ones were saying, we need this done. Now, remember, uh-huh. Our colonizers, and it's unfortunate, our colonizers are standing on the way. And everywhere you're going to find the French takes a lot from our continent. As you know, the Basenda has intimated this in a serious videos, and that's why they hate her guts and what she is, because she's exposing them. So our colonizers will go to them, some of those presidents, and tell them, no, here's some money, do this and that. And most of our people, unfortunately, they'll take the bite.
Yes.
They eat that money. And they make things very difficult to do. All what you need to do is swap majority, which we do right now. So the people that are standing on the way, they will be pushed out of the way. And we diaspora have power and money. We have money.
Mm-hmm.
And our money will speak. When you tell them, don't, we have 10 billion, we have this month billions of dollars, why are you going to change? They'll come to us.
Yes.
And we don't want corruption. You left Zambia with intentions of coming to make a better your life here, and you found a better life here. But you want to take this back home. Really, your heart is at home in Zambia. You grew up there. You went to school with friends over there, and guess what? You love those friends, and you want to see them again and be with them. Anything short of that is like, no, it's just not going to be good enough. And so our presidents are on board. Majority of them, there are some that are not, and because they're being influenced by outside forces, but they're the majority. Africa has to change, and we have to be a part of that change.
Yeah, that's true. In fact, what you are mentioning about us having money, my colleague here in Canada will be discussing that item in our next segment. If we can, the remittances that we make, if we can sort of, to use the word, divert them into an investment, it's some sort of investment they can translate into something really, really big. Before we continue the discussion, Brother Benson, somebody listening, they would like to come to the conference. Where is it taking place and how do they register?
Okay. The conference is taking place at the Irving Convention Center in Las Colinas. You can almost say Irving Convention Center. And we have an Eventbrite link that I'll share with you. You can share with the community that you can buy a ticket from. The ticket covers your lunch and your dinner gala. We're going to have a dinner gala and celebration. So you buy one ticket and you cover all those things. And I think the tickets are going for, I think it's about $100 for two meals and networking and so forth. And we also have opportunities for vendors to come and to participate in the vendoring. And that's a tremendous opportunity for everybody. So I think they just need to get online, and there's an Eventbrite I'll share with you.
Okay.
That they can go and but I think Joyce is on this call. She can even share some more information with all of you, and as far as where you can get a ticket. But I'm going to send you the link. You can share with the community.
That's true. Yeah, we're looking forward to that. In fact, like you have said, $100 covering lunch and dinner and all that information that will be shared. That's quite it's almost negligible. You've seen conferences in this country where people pay $300-$500. And, let's go back to the agenda. I think one of the colleagues is calling in and they keep dropping here. I'll try to pick them up next time they call back in. You mentioned that the first session is going to be a women's agenda, something like that?
Yes. We're going to women agenda will be pretty. The purpose of that is to show the strides women have made and the battle they've carried upon themselves to be who they are. Women in Africa still in some areas that are marginalized, they're not necessarily respected. It's very hard to see a woman president because African men have not changed their mentality about the leadership, the quality leadership women provide. And then you can go to corporate America. There are very, very few of them. Why? Why is that? And it comes from my heritage. You know, in the village when I was growing up, this was not the greatest person in a family that was educated, because a woman was expected to be married and not given the same education as the brother, the man. If you have a family with 10 kids or 5 kids, and the smartest of all is a woman, they're going to spare the money of educating her and use it on their son, who might be very dumb in class, because he's supposed to be the one who takes over the baton from the family. So
that's
that
true.
Culture has to change. We are all children of Almighty, and we are blessed with tremendous opportunities to grow and develop and lead. Women have those same skills men have, sometimes superior skills. And so
that's
we got to get to where we actually accept that and not have an issue with a woman leading the country or an organization. When you get there, we'll be a different nation in Africa. Kagame is doing great things in Kigali, as you see. Kagame has a 40% of his government, I think, is women. And he's the only one that I've seen making strides. He has his own issues, but he's really, really making, he's talking the game and he's following up with action. So how is it in Zambia? How many women are being empowered? We want to empower women. Some men are very deadbeat. They just drink and expect women to give up them food and provide the kids and so forth. But we've got to change that. We men got to really accept them. If we do that, we'll be a better continent. And if you do that in your own home, you'll be a better family.
That's true.
So
that's very true.
So the agenda that will address this, we'll talk about this in more depth with women. And we'll be there, of course. It's not just women conference. We're all going to be there. Men will be there. And we'll just talk and listen to the women talk. Yeah.
I can see Matilda dancing where she is hearing this. Let's talk about the panel that is going to compose that women's conference or women's panel. Area code 703, good morning. Hello, is this Clifford Orispa? Last four digits, 7574. Is that Clifford or Rispa? Maybe I'm on mute. 703.
Good morning. This is Joyce. Dallas.
Okay. Hi. Hi, Miss Joyce.
How are you? Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Okay. Good. It's good. Yeah, because Val Benson did mention your name here, saying you will need to share that Eventbrite link with our community so that we participate. Zambia, we need to show up in big numbers at this event. This is huge. Noah, Dr. Patrick, Matilda, Roger, these are the things that we talk about here every morning, all the time. So here's an opportunity for us to get involved. The conference is a week from today. So we still have time, Joyce, right? We still have time.
We don't have much time.
I like that.
We need to mobilize our Zambian community to buy the tickets. We have plenty of tables for Zambia. Right now, we have one table that is full. I'm trying to get a second table as well. And I need help from every Zambian who is listening on this radio blog talk.
Yes.
What I've done is that I've reached out to every zone, every county where the Zambians live, and they're passing word, you know, to each other that way. And I've seen that, you know, this week the turnout was really good. We're able to get more than 10 people that are coming, confirmed. Most of them are buying the ticket, I think, this weekend. If you have already purchased the ticket, and I cannot overemphasize what the Chairman Benson has said, we need to attend the conference so that we can ask questions, we can listen to our panelists, we can listen to our speakers, which will include Ambassador Muchanga. Also, we talked to Ambassador Sindiakula when he came for our independence. He's only waiting for the clearance from, you know, Foreign Affairs. He's eager to come and attend. So let's reach out to everybody. I'm knocking doors. I'm knocking phone, you know, cell phone. I'm knocking WhatsApp, Twitter, Facebook.
That's
right. So that, you know, we can have a good attendance.
That's
I've already
got
permission from two Zambians, one from Maryland, she has already bought her ticket, and another one from Chicago, you know, Mr. Blair, he's also coming. So I'm very excited that, you know, Zambia is going to be represented.
Excellent. Well, that's good news. And that's the reason we are doing this morning, so that we get people involved, we mobilize. And I remember, Roger, when we were exchanging emails, Dr. Patrick was encouraging us to participate in this. We are going to get involved in this, and we shall participate. I don't know if anybody has got any comment or any question for our brother Ben here, the chairman for Region 6, African Union Region 6, which incorporates the states in the southern part of the U.S. He is based here in Dallas, Texas, with us. Brother Ben, I'm looking at some of the information that you sent me. Oh, by the way, everybody listening, the closing date, Ms. Joyce, we need to emphasize this. The closing date to this, the selling of the tickets, is 4th November, which is a Monday. So you need to get your ticket by the 4th. Is that right, Brother Benson?
That's right. And if they don't, if they buy the ticket, they don't, be a little more expensive. Because the reason we're doing this is because we're trying to get the people that are the hotel to provide the food numbers. Is very important. And if you commit to a number, you pay that number. If someone gives you 100 people, you pay 100 people whether they show up or not. So it's very, very critical to see the ticket sold, because that means you can at least cover that person.
Yes, excellent, excellent. So 4th of November. So please, everybody, let's step up. Those of us, I mean, it's encouraging to hear Zambians coming. Blair is coming from Chicago. Miss Sylvia is coming from Maryland, and other people. So I'm saying we have time, but we don't have time. We actually need to jump onto this thing and make sure that we participate and we get involved in this. Interesting information here, everybody. I didn't even realize that the African Union Commissioner Roger for the Africa Free Trade Area, who's been given or mandated with the task of this, is a Zambian. Is that right, Brother Benson?
Yes. His name is Muchanga. Robert Muchanga. Yes.
And he's coming to the conference, right?
Yeah, he's supposed to be here. So you'll get your act together and the showcase big time. And we're gonna have
That's
a big
right.
party. At the end, we're gonna have during the dinner gala, we're gonna have a huge celebration with music, African music, and Lingala, Dombolo music, dance, and celebrate and have a great time together. That's something worth celebrating and being together. Just, you know, we got to do it. We got to do it, guys. We got to do this.
Yes, we better do this.
Life better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true.
We got to do it together. We got to do it.
We need to step up and get this thing done and get moving.
Rispa,
so everybody, go ahead.
The call. If you want to, Rispa has joined the call. You want to ask if you have any question for her. She's Rispa is actually the project manager, so she actually been involved with every single line item we have. She's very familiar with the program. If you guys have any questions in the program, she's on the line.
Yes, I believe, is she the one on 469-000009?
Yeah, that is me.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're excellent, excellent. Benson has been sharing with us some things that will be happening at this conference. One of the things, RISPA, that takes place at events like this is networking. Could you just emphasize and highlight the importance? I mean, you have like a a diverse community of people coming from not only across the U.S., but some are coming from outside the U.S. and representing different nationalities, professions, careers. Talk to us about the significance of the networking aspect of this event.
So they say your network is your network, and that is something that I believe in. Many
yes.
times we shy away from reaching out to the people that we don't know. But we want to encourage everyone that this is a great opportunity to network with different people. So far, we have about 21 countries represented in the conference.
Wow.
Our goal is to have all 65 African countries represented. So if a country is not represented, we want to make sure that every flag is represented. When we do our parade of flags, we make sure that every flag is represented. We have people coming to talk about investment opportunities, how we can participate in the continent of free trade area, the African diaspora's role in the implementation of the free trade area. We are looking at how we can partner with the African champions in the implementation of the continent of free trade area. We have a representative from the Afro Champions, and Afro Champion is an initiative in the private sector of Africa. So more information on that. So we encourage people to come and just come and meet different people in different business backgrounds. We are looking at healthcare, infrastructure, technology,
okay.
education, you name it, we got it.
Sounds like something that some people I know in September were dealing with at some conference, Roger. Those topics that she's mentioning here, Matilda, Dr. Patrick Noah.
Yeah, and there's a lot of skill set from different people. The African diaspora has a lot of skill set, and we believe
yes.
that the African diaspora has the skill, has the capacity, has the resources to actually participate in the continent of free trade area and move the continent forward. So the people we are using in the panel, it's us. We are the people. So wherever we are based in the U.S. or outside of the U.S., in Africa, but this is a conference by us, for us. So it is showcasing that we actually have the capacity to drive our continent forward. Yeah.
That's good. Risp, I'm looking at this flyer that Benson shared with me here, and this panel of presenters and speakers. I mean, I'm looking at these names here, Davisha Johnson, Kevin Kesey, Siba Shuma. I mean, these are accomplished people here. I'm looking co-founder CEOs and the honorables, and my goodness, this is going to be a powerful panel. And you can tell that these are young, this is the younger generation here.
Exactly, and that flyer is very special and dear to my heart and many of the people on the committee, because we grew up being told the youth are tomorrow's future. But sometimes that future never came for the youth. So we want to make sure that the youth are equally represented, the young professionals. And sometimes you may have heard the term the third culture kids. Those are the kids who are born in the U.S. to immigrants, African immigrants. And so
yes.
there's the issue of identity. When you are here, they call you an African. But when you go to your American friends, they call you, I mean, you. You know you are American because you were born here, but then within the American environment, in some environments, you may be referred to as an African. Then you struggle, I'm an African, I'm an American. Then now you're a third culture kid. But we want to make sure that they understand that, yes, wherever you are born, you are still rooted in Africa. And that is why the topic is so significant. Rooted in Africa branches everywhere. So Africa will always be home. Those are representing people who have grown up in the diaspora, but they believe Africa is still home. Their roots are still home. They believe in investing in back home. They believe in engaging back home and staying connected, making a difference that will make it the Africa they want to call home, which will be similar to what they are used to here.
Excellent. Well, everybody,
We are going to share this Eventbrite link. Remember, the closing date is 4th of November, which is on Monday. It's important, like Risp and Benson are sharing with us, that they get a head count for this event. Please, let's all get engaged here and get involved. Roger, before I go back to Risp and Brother Benson here, this is very an important event. You can almost see that people are holding different events, different times, separate places, but almost addressing the same thing,
yes.
Roger.
Yes, yes, yes. We are the confluence is developing. One theme is for sure, Nathan, coming out. Brother Benson, my question is on the Afro bond, because this is where it's the money. This thing is going to either survive or die with money. So Afro bond, have we already set out the business plan? We have 7 days to go. So I hope before we are going to be tabling a business plan in, I don't know if it's in Dallas, where we're going to be. It's Dallas, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, so I don't know. That's my question. If the the Afrobond, the business plan, has already been set out.
Yes, yes. So there will be experts who are going to discuss this. Actually, they've already been working on this, on how it's going to be set up, how it's going to look like. It'll be explained to all of us to have a better understanding how you can participate. So we have all those three major items I mentioned. Have teams working on those already, those items
okay.
that are experts, that are qualified. Like
yes.
our Afrobond Bank is a big bank. It has quite a bit of resources. And so they will be a part of this. So they've been working on this. They'll be able to be explained properly to everybody.
Wonderful, wonderful. I think when you have time, it is a bit Nathan. Some of us are just learning about this thing 1 week before the event. Like Nathan is saying, this is our bread and butter. This has become our bread and butter. Africa,
yeah.
my brothers and my sisters, survives because of what we, the diaspora, are going to do. That is how Africa
yes.
is going to survive. That's the way
Absolutely.
I see it. Yeah, those
Absolutely.
Who have time, please join us. Coming at 11 Eastern Time, we are discussing SWOT analysis. We are doing SWOT analysis. For the diaspora, what is our strength today? We are going to look at it. We will go very, very deeply and how we can come together using our strengths, not this gospel here, gospel there. We are just going to concentrate on our strengths and see how we can move together. Very, very nice. Thank you.
And this will be the first time that Bastion's going to be speaking openly about the role that she's going to play
yes.
after she's no longer in the office. So it'll be very critical. She'll be unglued. She'll be and the people that are trying to come to make us weaker by dividing us. She has a strategy for that as well. So let's join our hands. I'd like to see about 5 tables from the Zambian community. That's 50 people. You, the radio host, and the people of Zambian leadership, Joyce included, we'd like to see 5 tables from Zambia. I'm from Kenya and raised by us as well. So we intend to get at least 5 or more tables in Kenya. So let's join hands and do this thing together. And make
yeah, we'll see. Maybe
proud.
Zambia Block Talk Radio as a radio will do 1 table.
Yes, yes. Block Radio. And Joyce, she's the leader. Joyce is the chair of the Zambian community in Dallas, correct? So, Joyce,
yes.
you need to get the other 4 tables. She's committed to getting 4 tables, Joyce. If not,
yes,
bring your other brothers and sisters from the diaspora together. And Rispa and I are committed to those 5 so as well. Even 6. We want to beat Zambia. You know, you're a very good country there. I think sometimes I envy how good your country is in terms of what you can grow there. And you export a lot of maize. And Kenya
yeah.
some areas are very dry. We cannot even plant, but you have a lot of good things. So thank you very much. We are very available. I want to give you my phone number. If any of you might have any questions that has not been answered here, contact me anytime. My number is 903 845-7363. And Rispa can give you hearts as well if she chooses. Rispa?
Yeah. Yeah.
Before Benson leaves, a lot of people have been asking about the program for the event and the time. And I just wanted to reiterate that we are going to send that information out through the normal channels, and the marketing team are working on the program and also the times of the event, both on the 8th and the 9th, because some people want to take off from work, but they don't know exactly what time the events are beginning. So we are going to disseminate that information as soon as the marketing team is ready, and we'll send it out.
Excellent.
I mean, it should be very shortly. I know people are looking for it. We're just trying to close on a few things that and give you a complete program. But we'll do that. Even we'll give you the one that is, even if it's 98% complete, we'll probably give you the 98% so you can see what's going on. I think that helps people to know what's happening.
We shall definitely be sharing that information. We shall be definitely sharing that information with everybody. Before we let Benson and Rispa leave, may Rispa, final word for everybody listening?
Final word, I would like to say that we are looking forward to have our celebration, raising our flags up high. We are going to introduce for the very first time the African Continental Free Trade Area in the Dallas area. In that, we are going to cover a lot of aspects within the Continental Free Trade Area, how the African diaspora can participate in the implementation of the African Continental Free Trade Area. We will cover the overview of the Afro Champions and their role in that implementation. We will be introducing the Afrexim Bank and their role in the implementation of the Continental Free Trade Area. We're introducing Bombalink, an African diaspora business and professional database, introducing the African Bomber Fund, a diaspora global fund. And of course, we want to talk about the role of the African diaspora in the development of Africa. And we are launching for the very first time the Afro Champions USA chapter. So we are looking forward to having a great time, network all as one people, one Africa, one voice.
Excellent, excellent. Benson Kasuwe, chairman of the African Union Region 6, Texas, and our secretary here, Ms. Rispa Abraham Joyce, thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to seeing you at the event next weekend. We are going to go flat out and mobilize, market, and campaign. I know my president, Ms. Joyce, here is one of those aggressive people who get into you until you respond to something. So we're looking forward to this, everybody. Yes, African Diaspora Conference and Gala Night. It's power-packed. We'll be sharing information with you. This is the place to be. This is the place to be. Thank you, Benson. Thank you, Ms. Rispa.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Have a very good day.
Have a good one.
Yeah, we shall definitely be getting back with you. And I know that Benson has got another event after that weekend. Benson, when all these things are done, please take my sister to Hawaii on vacation.
I will. I've already promised her that I'll do that. Yes.
You better take her to Hawaii, my brother. I don't even know how you do it. Thank you so much.
I will.
Okay, have
a good day.
All right. Excellent. All right, everybody, that was Benson Akasuwe, the chairman or chairperson for the African Union Region 6, and Rispa, who is the secretary. Dr. Patrick, you've listened to this. Matilda, Noah, everybody here, Alan, you may not have been there in Dallas, but when you hear things like this, and everybody is speaking the same language here. Noah, for me, it speaks a lot about what we did in Dallas and that we really need to take it seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I think a lot of work, groundwork has been done in Texas, and Texas seemed to be a magnet for these conferences. So I wish I could make it, but yeah, no, next time we'll be able, but I think it's going to be a great event. I just had a question I wanted to ask Mr. Benson, because there was some talk in the community that the ambassador was sort of maybe removed, or she's sort of, there was that petition going around. Is she actually going to be present at the event?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. As far as information reaching me is concerned, she is going to be there. Actually, her last day in office was yesterday, and I believe she, since they haven't yet appointed or selected or chosen her replacement, you see, they are, even the AU themselves, they are approaching this thing cautiously, because there is a petition going around that she should be reinstated. And I believe, I think the signatures are almost just right about 100,000 somewhere there. The idea is to, I think, to reach 1 million signatures. It's still ongoing. I don't even know how that slipped my mind. I didn't think it was something that was... I can ask him and then just share the information in our ZBTR forum. But you see, the point I'm trying to raise here, Mrs. Lucas, is that I always joke about this with my friend Roger, that if it was the Pentecostals or Charismatics, they would say the Lord is speaking, eh? Roger, the Lord is, because I mean, you cannot have two separate groups who are not, as a matter of speaking, Dr. Patrick, linked, and we don't sort of like interact very closely. It's not a coincidence, Roger, that these people are addressing the same things we dealt with in September at our event. It cannot be a coincidence. It just speaks to the fact that these are the issues pertaining on the ground. I don't know who you want to respond, Matilda, and I mean, like I said, Alan, even if you're not in Dallas, I mean, these are the things that keep coming up. Whoever you speak to dealing with issues to do with the African diaspora, you keep hearing health, education, investment, and all these things. It can't be a coincidence.
I absolutely agree with that. I'm whispering because I'm in a bank. But what I will say is this. I don't know if you can hear me. We want to be on the radio but still do other things. But I will say this, those topics are relevant and they have to be addressed. We keep looking to other people to do it. In the end, we just have to do them ourselves. And sometimes you'd think one group should do it. They might get the response that they needed, but they don't reach others. So more people have to do that. So they are addressing something that another group may have addressed, different outreach, different network groups that they are reaching. But this is something that's extremely, extremely relevant, that they need to do it. And they should not stop just because if there's another group listening, want to do the same thing, I say more power to you. Go ahead and do it as well. You know, we can't stop. If we keep on saying no, the government should do this, no, this group of people should do this, the church should do it, we won't go anywhere.
Excellent. And that is something that one of the things that you've been beating that drum, Dr. Patrick, to say, stop saying the government will do it, you know. And the more voices start singing the same song about the same thing, I think you can tell, like Benson said, to say, every African government is party to this Africa Free Trade Area region or whatever they are calling it. Just that. We need to step up. Everybody just needs to step up here. Dr. Pat, you listen to what the lady and the gentleman said, what to be addressed at this African Diaspora Conference being hosted by the African Union. And by the way, Roger, you know that this whole thing is being sponsored by one company, one bank from Africa?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. If you look at the flyer,
yeah,
they've put
it there.
You
said one bank, but I thought it was the American bank.
No, no. I think it's Afri. What's the name of that bank again? Just one bank is paying for all these things.
The one Afri with Dr. Kwe? Is that the one with Dr.
Yes.
Kwe?
Yes,
oh, wow.
I think so. No. Not Dr. Kwe. There is the president of the bank is actually one of the keynote speakers is coming. Afrexim Bank, something like that. Their logo is on the flyer. If you look at the flyer that I posted on my wall, and they are the ones who are going to sponsor this thing. So in other words, that goes to say that the next event we just need to find one sponsor to pay for the whole ZBTR next event. Just one sponsor. If we have many, that's fine. Just one sponsor, Roger. And
well,
this is huge because the place where they are holding.
I mean, mm-hmm. Yeah, the way they are doing it, we go to this one bank. We are looking forward to creating a partnership with you guys. All our remittances,
mm-hmm.
all our banking needs will be done through you. A win-win situation. We should be able
That's
to
right.
score that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should be able to score that situation. Roger, I noticed that what you posted on your page on what will be discussed in the next segment. And for those listening, if you'd like also to have a vendor desk at this event, you can do so. You can check out the information. It's there on my wall. It's there on the Zambia Block Talk Radio wall. We've put a flyer there for the information. Roger, your post on Facebook created a storm. Even people who rarely respond to your things were responding. I was laughing.
The stuff which go on there, I don't know sometimes. I'm like, who are these people? Where are they coming from? Yeah. So,
I noticed that people would normally wouldn't respond to anything from you. Of course, they consider you anti-Lungu, but this time they were responding favorably. So, I'm like,
you're talking about that power thing for HH. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about your post on what you're going to do on the show after this.
Oh, yes. I mean, mm-hmm. Credit goes, Dr. Patrick, we haven't even warmed him up, Nathan, with his greeting. So I don't want to be responsible warming him up in my next. I want him to come in my next segment, nice and warm. You know what I'm saying? But credit goes to Dr. Patrick, how he has kept on us. Business plan. We can even throw our eyes in the air. But business plan is very, very critical. So one component of business plan, I was thinking the other day, is a SWOT analysis. It looks at the strengths. It looks at your weaknesses, the opportunities, and the threats. So today we're going to look at the our strength. It's amazing, amazing. Yeah. Those are listening to us online. Things which you can discover when you zero in. So join us in the next 5 minutes or so in our next discussion.
Now, one thing I know we're going to talk about. So this map you posted here, this chart, that is the distribution of the Zambian diaspora in the world, right?
Yes. That's a global Zambian diaspora distribution. We have our highest concentration should be in, those are three countries, America, UK, and South Africa. Those are the two areas where we are really concentrated, the Zambians in diaspora. And then the rest of us share a little bit of that pie.
Okay. Yeah, this is a very interesting pie. I was looking at it. I was like, oh, wow, amazing. So we have a lot of work to do here. Okay, everybody, we are Noah, any thoughts here about what we're talking about to say?
Well, Dr. Pat.
Dr. Pat is not responding. Dr. Pat.
I'm here.
I need you warm, Dr. Patrick.
I'm warm. I have three
three things. The first thing is a continuation of the ZBTR Youth Project. How much did you say that the attendance of this upcoming conference is?
The one that is coming up next weekend?
Yeah, did you say $100 per person?
Yes, $100.
Okay, what I would like you to do, and my brothers and sisters on the listening audience, I will sponsor two youths. So you have to identify two youths. That means $200 for two youths to be at the table.
Wow.
So as soon
and
as
what
I find
we can
two
do,
youths,
What we can do is we can sponsor the youths that we've had on this show. How about that?
Okay. All right. Well, I have 200 for two. So we just need to identify how many others to be at the table.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent.
The second thing is, and Roger took the words right out of my mouth, and you, Nathan, we've always discussed this. So the three of us, as well as the family, the ZBTR family, have been discussing, is to take advantage of the highest person in the office. So we've already identified the bank, and we know that the president of that bank that's sponsoring the entire event. We need to contact this individual directly and introduce to him the ZBTR Forum Project. We need to initiate a dialogue.
Mm-hmm,
right.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as we can do that, we can get this individual on ZBTR radio and discuss with him the forum projects and how he could dialogue and partner with ZBTR to get this forum up and going.
Excellent. Excellent.
Also, okay, Roger, the third thing is, I am so pleased that you always bring up the conversation of the business plan. But
that's
I want you
true.
To go a little step. I want you to go a step further as to asking the individuals, what business plan do you have in place and where can you go or we go to look at it?
Yeah. There is one, I can promise you, Dr. Patrick will be coming very soon for your review, very, very soon. Like I was saying on the show, things you discover in the business plan. I'm like, Dr. Patrick, Nathan, is a gift from God. Things you discover from there when you sit down, my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yes, Dr. Patrick, we shall definitely push for that. And like I said, there's a few which should be flying your way for your review.
Okay.
All right.
Let's
continue. Let's go back, everybody. And that was our show for today. Let's go back in for open forum. Amai kuvutika mutima Koma zoji tazisoa Nimaona misozi masomu wake Nimavuto wabale